What I've been doing is visiting the different organisations in the Northeast that are delivering the work programme for us. I'm visiting a Job Centre Plus office here to see the WISE group who are doing work for us on helping turn families' lives around where they've got a deep-rooted history of worklessness and other challenges. Really to get a sense of the work that's being done on the ground in the Northeast and to see the difference I hope that that's starting to make.
How can families kind of turn that around when there is just so much unemployment everywhere?
Well, I think you've got to be upbeat and positive about the prospects for every individual. Yes, it's a difficult time in the labour market, and yes, we have bad news from time to time in the labour market, redundancies, but we also have positives. There are organisations recruiting. There's been a successful jobs fair in the city today with employers who are recruiting. Job Centre Plus each week takes in the best part of 80,000 vacancies across the country, including vacancies in the Northeast. So it's really about making sure that somebody who's been long-term unemployed, somebody who's been workless perhaps in a household where nobody's worked for a generation or two or three, has the opportunity to be well-placed to get into work and to take advantage of vacancies when they arise.
Is that not going to be difficult to do in the Northeast, though, when it has the highest rate of unemployment and jobs are being lost? I mean, today with Lloyds are being lost all the time.
Well, you know, of course, the labour market in the Northeast is really challenging. It's one of the reasons I say month after month when I do interviews about the unemployment figures that this region is one of my biggest concerns. That's why we're putting money into manufacturing and research and development projects in the Northeast through the Regional Growth Fund. It's why we've set up the enterprise zones. It's why we're investing in the modernising of the Newcastle upon Tyne Metro. All of that is designed to give a boost to the private sector, to create jobs in the Northeast, to get the economy moving. Yes, these are very difficult times, but we will absolutely do everything we possibly can to help the region grow and develop and create jobs.
Can I just ask for your reaction about the news today about the 1,000 job losses at Lloyds?
I mean, any job losses are very disappointing. The banking industry has been going through a difficult time and, you know, very much regret any redundancies. We'll do everything we can to help those affected through the Job Centre Plus Rapid Reaction Force, for example. But also, you know, I mean, for Newcastle, you know, clearly bad news to see any threat to jobs. We don't yet know what the impact will be, and I hope it won't be as great as perhaps some might fear. But what we have to do is to really put the effort into making sure that businesses coming here to invest and grow and develop as well, so that jobs are being created even at a time when, in some parts of the economy, companies are shedding staff.